watch us lay here? Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It is Friday, February 23rd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Hallin. Expect that cloudy yet warmer day today. Not warm out there now. We are currently sitting at 41 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It will be the most expensive seismic bridge retrofit in Sonoma County history. The Waller Road Bridge is about to get an upgrade. The county awarded the $18 million contract to Gelati Construction to build a new lightweight concrete deck and other improvements to meet current seismic design standards for bridges. Work on the 102-year-old one-lane bridge over the Russian River should begin this summer and wrap up in 2025. The team behind the redevelopment of the former Sonoma Developmental Center near Glen Ellen has submitted its formal application to Sonoma County to less than rave reviews. The massive document from Eldridge Renewal will be reviewed by Permit Sonoma and the Board of Supervisors before they make a response. There is a disagreement between the developer and the county over the number of total housing units and the number of less than market rate affordable housing units and the placement of a proposed hotel. The public comment period will run for the next 30 days. Cotati's new police chief is now on the job. Chris Simmons has officially replaced retired chief Michael Parrish. Having spent 26 years with the Contra Costa Sheriff's Office after he earned two master's degrees and a PhD, he's pretty well qualified for the position. He plans to work on community engagement and with the business community to reduce burglaries and robberies. Transcendence Theater Company has finally found its home for the 2024 performance season. After originally securing the Sonoma Plaza for performances, the Sonoma City Council voted Wednesday to grant the use of Fazio Field at the Field of Dreams for this year. Transcendence previously performed at Jack London State Park, but an 18-month environmental review that is still not complete forced them to find a new home. Electric truck maker Rivian is laying off 10% of its salaried staff. The Irvine-based company announced on Wednesday. It's Rivian's third major job cut since July of 2022. Despite the buzz surrounding the luxury car company, Rivian lost more than $2 billion last year. The company has 16,700 total employees, but added that the thousands of hourly manufacturing workers would not be part of the layoffs. Some sad news to report this morning. The oldest living person in America, Edie Ceccarelli of Willits, has passed away at the age of 116 years and 17 days old. She celebrated her birthday back on February 5th. Now, according to the Press Democrat, she passed away peacefully at the care home she's been living at for the past 9 years. A private lander has made the first U.S. moon landing in more than 50 years. Intuitive Machines lander touched down on Thursday. Now, there was a bit of tension in the Houston Control Center when there was no immediate word from the lander following the designated touchdown time. But then, a faint signal was finally acquired. Once communication was improved, the company confirmed the lander is upright and starting to send back data. 7:35 KZST, time for another check on Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Shane Young. Hello again, Shane. How are the roadways?
Good morning. Right now we have absolutely nothing going on. Traffic is looking good in all directions. It cleared up as you enter Marin. So let's just continue to drive safe and keep your seatbelts fastened. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. Seeking inspiration, I stopped by Cocos Deco Home to see what's new. I was looking at lighting and couldn't decide between a half dozen different pendants for the kitchen island. So I asked Leo, a designer at Cocos Deco Home, what he thought. Over time, he's learned my style and always helps me get a look I love. A hot trend for spring is wallpaper, and Faro & Ball has a ton of great choices. Leo will help you sort through everything and find paint to match. Design like a pro with a pro from Cocos Deco. By the way, I ended up going with an absolutely gorgeous chandelier for the entryway. I know, right? The kitchen can wait. I'm never in there anyway. Cocos Tico Home. Sofas, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocos Tico Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at COKASDIKO.com.
Are you tired of the same old seafood? Come and try something new at Simmer Claw Bar. Their restaurant serves up the perfect fusion of Vietnamese and Cajun flavors, giving you the best of both worlds. Their Vit Cajun boils are packed with fresh seafood and bold spices, and you'll love their bar featuring 20 craft beers on tap and TVs to catch the game. Come and experience the unique flavors of Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
The tax attorneys at Allies Tax Relief are your ally and will stop the IRS from garnishing your wages. In sports, the Warriors beat the Lakers 128-110 behind 32 points from Steph Curry. They'll play the Charlotte Hornets at home tonight. And the 15-year-old son of Tiger Woods had a rough welcome in his first attempt at playing at a PGA Tour event. Charlie Woods shot an 86 at a pre-qualifier for the Cognizant Classic. Your forecast: got some pockets of fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a little warmer, but we will be dry. Look for mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and warmer. Low to mid-70s. Very nice. We will turn cloudy and cooler with the chance of late-day sprinkles on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. This month's full moon is known as the snow moon and will be brightening the sky starting tonight before reaching maximum illumination early Saturday. The moon is also considered a micro moon because it's passing the Earth at its farthest distance in its orbit. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Talon.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
Sometimes I think that it's better.
Sonoma County's KZST. We made it to Friday. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Morning. Happy Friday.
Oh my gosh, and there's sunshine outside.
I know, isn't that nice?
It's cold though. It's 40 degrees.
We're going to get a nice weekend for a change.
Oh, I know. Very looking forward to it. So it is Fun Pants Friday.
Yep.
Looking at your pants, there's some party going on in those pants, Brent.
These are the paintballs. They that's what they're called. They literally look like I lost a game of paintball.
I would say that is absolutely true.
A white background, every other color under the sun, just kind of splattered all over. Or I could go into painting and be a painter and not worry about spilling.
So speaking of fun pants, or I should say speaking of pants.
Pants.
You mentioned in the news see-through pants for the Major League Baseball players. The only thing I heard was see-through pants.
I was wondering if that was going to catch your attention. Yeah, so here's the story. Major League Baseball this year is very worried about their uniforms. Nike designs them, but Fanatics is the company that makes them, and they're complaining about the quality, saying the quality is just terrible, lettering's small, stitching's bad. And now the players are saying, we're worried about the below-the-belt pants because they're such thin material. They're saying they're see-through, and they're complaining about that. And if you think about it, it's an outdoor sport. Occasionally, they do play in rain, and most of the teams have white pants. So you add all that up, and they're saying uniforms are just not good this year.
See-through pants. I mean, Brent, you say it like it's a bad thing. Anyway, we'll move on from see-through pants. So today's hot topic. Now, if you want to comment, chime in on the conversation, give us a call here in the studio, 707-284-1000. Today's hot topic, the things every man should own in his life to live a better, happier one. So you're a man.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you if you have these things.
Okay. Oh, good.
So these will apparently make you happy, and every man should have one. A leather wallet.
Yes, I think so. I have one. I actually use when I have a couple wallets, but when I use the leather one, it was my grandfather's. And it's nice and thin leather. So that's really good for going out.
Okay.
Big time going out of the town, want to look nice. Got to have that leather wallet.
And hopefully you have a lot of cash in there. Stock chick will be happy about that.
We try.
A toiletry bag. Do you own one?
Yes, without a doubt.
Oh.
Got to have something to put all your stuff in.
Like shaving stuff, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, gotta have that.
Okay, you're a guy that's happy so far.
Yeah.
Do you own a grill?
I have three.
Three?
I am the grill master.
Okay.
Yeah, so grill is a must-have.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Three different kinds. They serve different purposes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. A whiskey collection and set of glasses to go.
I think that's a must-have. If you're going to entertain and you want to show off, you got to have that. I've got them primarily used with vodka inside, but yes, I do have the whiskey as well. And I think it's classy. You set those out, they show well, must-have.
I mean, I got to say, Banker Boy he's not into whiskey, but we have high-end whiskey in our bar as well and glasses just to have. It's kind of a showpiece.
Because if you're going to show off and you're going to party with people, you don't want to use like sippy cups or tumblers.
Yeah, that would not be good.
You got to look a little better than that.
You do.
Have some class.
Okay, you're doing great so far, Brent. Okay, so do you own a coffee maker?
Yes. That's the only reason I can get through the day.
A cast iron skillet.
This is interesting. I do, and I own them because of Stock Chick. I did not know about cast iron skillets. Could have cared less. She brought them into our family, and they're awesome.
I don't even know if I have one.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I don't know if I do or not.
Man, many things, but great for searing steaks.
Those are the big heavy ones, right?
Yep.
The big heavy, holds heavy. Okay. Let's see. These are qualities, things you need for a happy life as a man. Do you have a magazine subscription?
I do. Golf Digest.
Of course it's sports. Yeah.
Gotta be.
Same with Banker Boy. Magazine subscription to every sport on the planet. this is great. Do you own quality? They have to be quality expensive coasters.
You know, actually we do. We've got a number of different sets because you don't want to run out of quality coasters if you're entertaining.
You can't
have some people with the nice marble coasters and then, here's your cheap paper one. Got to have a bunch.
Impressed so far. Okay, let's see. Do you own an electric toothbrush?
Not currently, no.
No, okay.
But it's a good idea. I've had them in the past. They work really well. But the problem is once they quit working, I'm just lazy and don't go get another one for a while. So I need to get one, yes.
a basic skincare set. Do you take care of your skin? You have a skincare.
I use soap. Does that count?
Oh, I mean, you're still pretty young, but...
Yeah, but I don't... No moisturizers, no loofahs,
nothing
like that.
Okay.
No.
Two more. A passport. Okay. Do you have a passport?
Yes. Gotta have a passport. Okay. Even if you don't travel, gotta have it. You need it for identification now, too.
And the final thing every man should own to live a happy life, do you own work gloves?
Oh, without a doubt. Gotta have the work gloves. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Don't,
okay.
Don't call me Stumpy. I got my gloves and, you know, make sure you take care of your hands when you're working in the yard.
I mean, I gotta say, Brent Allen, you're pretty happy. You own a lot of things, this stuff that you're happy in. So we've been talking about what a man needs to be happy and content. Here's what a woman needs for a better, happy life. She needs a man who has all of those things we just mentioned, plus he carries an American Express Black Card, and it wouldn't hurt if he's got a nice butt.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. It's like her mom always said, what's wrong with you?
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute right now with CHP officer Shane Young in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning, how's traffic?
Good morning. That commute traffic is starting to build up on northbound 101 from golf course to college, and traffic is building up on 101 southbound starting near college, so expect slowdowns. We're also getting reports of a two-vehicle crash between a Dodge Dakota and a Chevy pickup on River Road near Orchard Road. CHP is en route. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura!
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing like forever.
Ever since your grandfather started Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
When you're ready to experience a life full of vitality, joy, and purpose, you'll find everything you need at Ivy Park Santa Rosa. No matter what age you are, no matter what season you're in, there's a home for you at Ivy Park. With both assisted living and memory care options available, this pet-friendly community offers a whole living approach filled with joyful moments and meaningful interactions. Get together with friends for a game in the billiard room, stay in shape on state-of-the-art fitness equipment, or relax in the spa tub. There are walking paths, a library with an outdoor patio, and more. Situated in the heart of California's wine country in Santa Rosa, you'll have easy access to parks, trails, and downtown Santa Rosa. Come visit and discover high-quality care designed to make you feel comfortable and inspired to live your best life every day. Learn more today at ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa. We look forward to meeting you. ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa.
This year, February has 29 days. That doesn't happen often, and neither does a savings event this big. It's the Leap Year Sale at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa. Buy now and leap past your payments for 90 days. Drive the new 2024 Kia EV6 for just $359 a month with $49.99 due at signing. Or with just $27.99 down, drive the 2024 Kia Forte for $219 a month. And the most highly anticipated electric SUV is here. Jim Bone Kia has the Kia EV9 with third row seating in stock. All that with no payments till May. With an extra day to do business in February, Jim Bone Kia is going for an all-time sales record. We're doing deals we haven't done in 4 years. EV6, $359 a month. Forte, $219 a month. And no payments for 90 days. Miss the leap year sale and you'll have to wait another 4 years. Rush to Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa today. We're one block north of Costco on Santa Rosa Avenue.
Interest accrued from time of delivery with approved credit through Kia Finance America. 36, 24-month leases, 10K miles, $0 security deposit, plus taxes and fees. Visit JimBoneKia.com for details. Ends 2/29/24.
All righty, as far as your weather goes, some hazy sunshine, temperatures warming up in the mid to upper 60s around Sonoma County. A very nice weekend on the way. Currently 41 degrees at KZST.
Found you when your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. It's so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall, and if they laugh then more. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you could take advantage of me. Tell me how's it feel sitting up there, feeling so high but too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up. Your mind, then I took yours and made them mine. I didn't notice cause my love was blind. Said I'd catch you if you fall, and if they laugh at more. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you could take advantage of me. Tell me how's it feel sitting up there, feeling so high but too far away to hold me.
Thinking you could live without me. Thinking you could live without me.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 23rd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:58. I'm Brent Helen. Patchy fog for some, a lot of sunshine for others this morning. And it's on the cool side. We are currently sitting at 41 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Windsor Middle School went on lockdown yesterday, and students were ordered to shelter in place when a bomb threat was called in to police. Three calls in total were made, starting around 11:20 in the morning, naming Windsor Middle School as a potential target. Law enforcement quickly responded and swept the entire school, determining the threat to be false. The all-clear was given about 12:45, and school went back to normal, although some students did choose to leave school for the day. A longtime Santa Rosa appliance store has suddenly closed, leaving customers with orders in the dark. Aysen's Appliance has been on Piner Road since 1948, but a note on the door says they are now closed. The store is owned by 1847 Holdings out of New York, and on their website, the company posted a note on February 20th saying they had made the decision to divest itself of Aysen's. According to 1847, closing Aysen's will reduce expenses by $10.9 million annually and reduce the company's liabilities by $4.5 million. But there's no word on what customers who had orders out there should do or what will happen to the store's employees. PG&E announced on Thursday that it saw an almost 25% increase in profits for 2023. This comes after the utility slapped customers with a substantial rate hike at the beginning of this year. Its profits for 2023 surged over $2.2 billion. And the company has asked the PUC for another rate hike in March that would bring in another $2 billion. The City of Santa Rosa Public Arts Program, in collaboration with the National Arts Program,